RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning, Richmond, Virginia. Michael Phillips here, MP on the mic. Be with you for the next 2 hours talking sports, talking life, getting you up to speed on everything going on. Got a great show for you today. I give the music a little time to play. I've never, like, AWOD does that, so I do that. I don't know how to do a radio show. I showed up here one day. They said, do a radio show. AWOD, let the music run for a little while and then talk. I was in D.C. on Sunday with Linnell Willingham, and he, like, would come in so fast on the, like, they would start playing the music, he'd be like, give the point, let's go. I'd never considered that. I kind of like letting the music roll, I think, but he maximized that every segment. We're back, let's go.
Yeah, we're back.
Bang for your buck.
We're not playing music here. We're talking sports.
This is more of a leisurely program. I don't know that anybody ever feels like, man, MP really crams it in those 2 hours. Like, we get to what we get to. The audience doesn't always know. You know, we leave a lot on the floor, the cutting room floor, a lot of times. Yesterday, for example, we went 45 whole minutes playing the game rewind from the Commanders game.
We did.
It was deserved. There were 15 highlight plays from the Commanders game, and we had to talk about all 15 of them.
That's a good feeling.
It's victory week. Look, Jaden Daniels, man, enjoy this. I think this is sustainable. I think they're going to be good for a while. But this, where you just demolish teams in back-to-back weeks, that doesn't happen. Like, the Chiefs don't do that. The Bills don't do that. The Niners don't do that. It just doesn't happen in the NFL that 2 weeks in a row you demolish the other team so much so you got Marcus Mariota playing a quarter of football. So victory week rolls on for the Washington Commanders. We got a great show today. It is Wednesday, so 10:30. Set your watch. You know what time it is. It's our Play Chesterfield High School Athlete Spotlight of the Week, and we are headed out to Clover Hill today. Love the Cavaliers. One of my good friends who you met last night was the Cavalier mascot in high school. We got personal ties to Clover Hill. Love the Cavaliers. Maggie Bodeman, senior field hockey player, will join us. And Ian Watts, he is a senior on the Clover Hill boys volleyball team. So that'll be a great segment at 10:30. Make sure not to miss that. When in every cloud comes a ray of sunshine, We will miss our Wednesdays with Mike Svetitz of Front Page Bets, which we used to chat with him Wednesdays at 11. That was kind of, we set the markers, you know, there's set times where we bring people on. And Mike is, of course, a longtime friend of mine, and extra thoughts with Mike today. His family's in the Tampa area, so he's tending to that, obviously. But broader than that, he got laid off from the Times-Dispatch empire, as so many people have been. So no more Wednesdays with Mike, at least until, you know, whatever's next for him. Hopefully he stays in the area, gets, you know, finds a fun job here, and we can bring him back on regularly. Until then, though, we'll wish the best for him. We have a very exciting show announcement. Wednesdays, 11 a.m., Zach Joachim, Richmond Times-Dispatch, VCU basketball writer. Look, y'all know I love VCU basketball. We go hard for VCU basketball here. We're the home of the Rams. And we've always brought Zach on a lot in season because he knows the team arguably better than anybody. And I said, you know, why don't we just do this all the time? It's not basketball season. It's definitively not basketball season. It's actually football season. I don't see any reason we can't talk about VCU basketball all the time. So we're going to bring Zach on, and we're going to talk basketball. VCU hoops, to be exact. He also does a lot of high school football over there, so I'm sure that will come up. Although I'm not here to say he is the de facto authority on high school football, because I know Gary Hess is in this building and listening and would have some thoughts about a statement like that. Gary Hess is the authority on high school football. Zach knows a lot of high school football, can speak knowledgeably to the topic. He's probably above me, below Gary, if you're doing the what do they know about high school football power rankings. I'm on the board. I'm not on the board, but I'm not at Zach's level. I'll never be at Gary's level.
Nobody can ever be at Gary's level.
I'm decades away from being at Gary's level. That's hard-earned accumulated knowledge, boots on the ground. We love having Gary on. He, of course, joins us Friday mornings at 10:15 as usual. It is 10:05. Look, we got a lot of football to get to today. We'll get to it, but I think it would be appropriate to start with some baseball.
Over the shoulder, end zone, touchdown! 15-5, touchdown!
We interrupt this program to get
baseball at its best.
First pitch, pops it up, right side of the infield, back into shallow right field, makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the ninth.
Baseball stuff!
That's the good stuff. I love it. It's baseball time. Yesterday, both the top seeds went down. Let's start at New Shea Stadium, City Field. Pete Alonso puts the Mets on the board early.
First pitch on the way, and high in the air to right field, pretty deep. Castellanos back at the track, at the wall, and it's gone! Another opposite field home run for Pete Alonso. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0.
We'll start with this. There's no fair way to conduct baseball playoffs. And congrats to the Mets, who are a fantastic team and a great story. I'm none of this is to say they aren't. There's no fair way to conduct a five-game baseball series because there's such an element of randomness in this. If you let the White Sox play enough five-game series, they would beat one of these teams in a five-game series. It's baseball. Sometimes you win. There's no fair way to distribute home field advantage over a five-game series because the fairest way to do it would probably be to go 1-1-1-1-1-1, like, you know, one in Philly, one in New York, one in Philly, one in New York, one in game five in Philly. That's impractical for what I think we all understand are a number of reasons. But what you end up with in this, the current system, the better team gets two at home, the worst team gets two at home, and then game five would go back to where the better team is. But it creates a situation where if the better team can win just one of the first two games, they go home for two games with the series tied, arguably advantaged. After a long baseball season, I don't know if you know this, Hazel, the baseball, they just keep playing it. They've been at it for a while. Spring, the pitchers and catchers reported in February.
Woo!
And here we are. Long season, we sort everybody out, we get the records, and then throw it all out. We're playing three games. Again, none of which is to disparage the Mets, who are a fantastic story. The Phillies are inarguably the better baseball team. It's not particularly close. They're also down 2-1 right now, about to play a game today at Citi Field, where if they lose, their season is over. And by the way, Citi Field was rocking. Here's Pete Alonso, who hit that home run after the game.
This place was absolute rocking. I mean, it was unbelievable. And, I mean, we had a long road. I think it was, 15, 16 days or something like that. I mean, we faced adversity all year, and to be able to come back and win this one tonight, it means a lot.
It's, my general thoughts on New York. I hope their sports teams lose when they play at various sporting events, which is mainly the Yankees. I don't feel that towards the Mets. That's mainly a Yankees thing. I will say this for New York, though. They show up when it matters. Like, I'm not a Knicks lover, but those Knicks playoff games, like, that looks fun. Something special's happening there. And I felt the same watching Pete Alonso hit that home run at Citi Field yesterday. Start the scoring bottom of the second, get everybody fired up. Looked like a great night out there. Late night in Los Angeles, where in San Diego, where the Padres and the Dodgers did battle, and the Padres went up 6-1. The Dodgers cut into it. The Dodgers didn't win, but they had a grand slam, so I think we should play it.
Another 1-2. Hernandez hits a high fly ball center field. Merrill going back. He's on the warning track at the wall. Gone! And grand! Teoscar Hernandez barking down the first baseline. A grand slam, and the Dodgers are right back in it.
Yeah, couldn't get another one across the board, though. 6-5, your final at Petco Park in San Diego. That's the same situation. Dodgers won the regular season. Look at that roster. It's very good. Now, the Padres were also extremely good all season, made a little run at the Dodgers at the end. So it's a little less fair in the sense that both of them are excellent baseball teams, and at some point only one of them can advance. But it's 9 o'clock tonight out in San Diego. Padres have a chance to finish off the Dodgers. Now, this is also a rivalry. And the Phillies-Mets series, I'm not going to pretend like it's been, like, genteel or anything. What's the word? Demure. That's what everybody's saying these days. It's not that. But the Dodgers-Padres series has been kind of red hot just right out of the gate. Like, there's a lot of that. Manny Machado broke up a double play by deliberately running at the thrower instead of running towards the base. The Dodgers took exception. Here's Manny Machado.
Take me through the play on the ball hit the Freeman. What you're doing as a base runner, ball deflected off you. I would have done the same thing you did, but what were you seeing on that play?
I mean, it was just a ground ball there, so trying to just avoid that double play at any cost and try to get Jackson there. And, getting in that lane, trying to avoid that good throw from Freddie. I mean, Freddie's a gold glover out there, so it's kind of tough. But, I was able to get in that inside lane and not give him a lane to throw. And, luckily it hit my helmet and it got the guys going.
You actually can't do that. That is actually against the rules. Got away with it. You got to run between the bases. You can't just run wherever you want on the field. As a base runner, got away with it. And that'll add a little fuel to that fire. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, backs against the wall, one of the best teams in baseball all season, doesn't have a starting pitcher today. He's going to the bullpen. Here's what he says.
I think as far as pitching plans, it's essentially all hands on deck. It's probably, it's a bullpen game. I see one of our relievers starting. We'll sort of talk through it, and knowing we've got Jack and Yamamoto for a potential game 5.
Yeah, you're on the road. You're playing a team that's red hot. You don't have a starting pitcher. That's not a great situation. Full day of baseball today. All four games, AL series, knotted up one apiece. We'll start in Detroit, 3 o'clock. Guardians, Tigers, Phillies, Mets at 5. Yankees, Royals at 7. Dodgers, Padres at 9. We'll tell you how they went tomorrow. We'll step aside right now. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. I perked up a little bit during the CBS Sports Minute there, which they don't call the CBS Sports Minute anymore, or they still do. I don't know. At one point, they were going to change it. I wasn't paying that close attention, obviously. I was paying a little bit of attention. It was our guy, Boomer, talking about hockey. That was a little puck talk out of Boomer.
It's time.
He's fired up about the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah.
I perked up. I'm going to be up there. It's Capitals Devils season opener Saturday night at Capital One Arena.
You might see Boomer.
I don't know. Maybe Boomer painting his face. Get out there. Let's go Devils. I don't know. But I'm excited to drop the puck, and I hadn't even considered that the Devils might be interesting. I was excited to go see the Capitals, who are on an anniversary season, and of course retooled a lot of their roster this season. And Ovechkin, the chase for history, right? This tomorrow night they're having a 50th anniversary Washington Capitals celebration. At the arena, the Stanley Cup is in attendance, which is about as good of a guest as you can get, obviously, for a hockey-related... Oh, there you go. It's right there on the screen.
I'm looking at the giveaways.
As we're talking. Yeah, no, they're getting
Zamboni
after it.
Zamboni gravy boat?
They have always played... The Capitals always play the night before Thanksgiving. That is a traditional time slot game for them, and is always a well-attended game. People come back into town. People, you know, right before the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good... Night before Thanksgiving, and then the night of Christmas. Both, you know, those are big, you're back in town, see your friends, go do things days. For people like me who are now out-of-towners at the places they used to be in town, those are the moments where you're both back home, but you're not obligated to the things you're back home for. So that's always been a big game for the Caps. Zamboni gravy boat?
Yeah.
Say no more.
That's perfect.
I'm there. Yeah, obviously. That's an easy one.
Yeah. Nothing in my house compares to a Zamboni gravy boat. Nothing could.
You set the table on Thanksgiving and put out a Washington Capitals 50th anniversary Zamboni gravy boat.
It doesn't matter what else is on the table.
That's a state. You don't need a centerpiece. You don't need the scented pine cones. You don't need to go gather the leaves that changed colors. You've got a Washington Capitals 50th anniversary Zamboni gravy boat. That's all you need. We got to go figure out. That feels like one of those things that, like, is going to go on eBay for $50 right after it's given away. It's got those vibes. And it feels like one of those things I might blow $50 on eBay after they give it away if I'm not there in attendance, right?
Please do.
Yeah. Maybe they'll have a giveaway Saturday. If they do, I'll bring it back. I feel like we've been trending football in the studio here. We do have the Capitals, the guy who we can't identify, autographed photo.
We do.
Yeah.
And we Rock the Red.
We do Rock the Red from the playoff game last year. They got swept by the Rangers. There's two dueling storylines here for the Capitals as we get ready. Maybe we'll get our guy Tarik El-Bashir on this week, because I always love chatting with him about the Capitals. There's the rebuild. They had a great team. They won the Stanley Cup. They won a lot of games. They were in the playoffs every year. Those people are all old now. Like me, and so they can't be the team anymore, and so they're phasing out. TJ Oshie isn't going to be on the roster as it starts. A lot of these names, you know, are rolling off the roster, and they're rebuilding, and frankly, I think they're doing an excellent job of rebuilding. They brought in a lot of young talent, but as with all sports, these things take time, and they don't happen overnight, and you watch the young core build and grow and develop. Only one team gets to have instant success. That's Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. Everybody else has to work through it the long, hard way as the salaries come off and new salaries come on. But you've also got Alex Ovechkin and the chase for history, and he's not here to rebuild. He's here to be the greatest goal scorer in the history of the sport, which is also a very compelling storyline. And so you've got to make sure you've got enough talent around him that it's not just Ovechkin's on the ice, everybody go triple team him, nobody else is worth paying attention to. So I don't envy that balancing act. I pay my money, I get my ticket. I want to see Alex Ovechkin score a goal. I also, long-term, would like to see the team have success. But in terms of why I'm there paying my money to watch a hockey game, it's to watch Alex Ovechkin score a goal. That's why that's the name. That's, you know, that's what you're there for. So you got to balance those two competing demands, which is not always easy. I'll be excited. I'm doing the Associated Press thing in the press box before, of course, the main event Sunday, 1:00, Commanders Ravens from M&T Bank Stadium. One of my favorite places to cover a game. Very nice stadium. I was. The thing I always say every year when we go up to Baltimore is that stadium was built at the exact same time as FedEx Field. And one of them is still a perfectly functional NFL stadium that produces a lovely game day experience. And the other one is now called Northwest Stadium. There's the gap there just could not possibly be any wider. And, you know, Commanders are going to open a new stadium at some point. You don't hear that talk in Baltimore because they don't need a new stadium because theirs is still perfectly fine. Also, it's a fun fan base. It's kind of Philly light a little bit. Like, you go to Philly and it's like, all right, y'all need to calm down. This is too much. Baltimore, they bring the passion, but I never feel like you've crossed several lines here and we haven't even kicked off yet the way you do in Philly, because they get after it up there. But in Baltimore, very passionate, great football crowd. They're going to be fired up on Sunday, welcoming the 4-1 Washington Commanders, the past, the future, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels on one field. There's a lot of offense. If there's a lot of defense, I'm missing it. Looking at these flip cards, looking at these rosters, I just don't see where it's going to be coming from or what's going to happen. We remind you that we will talk Commanders, but at 10:30, 7 minutes from now, we'll do our Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight, which we always love. At noon, AWOD Radio, I've not mentioned this yet, but he remains in Charlotte. He did his show live from ACC Basketball Tip-Off yesterday, as he will today and tomorrow as well. So I was at A10 Women's Basketball Media Day and had a great chat with VCU women's basketball coach Beth O'Boyle, who's fantastic and had a great bounce back season last year. And they're going to do, last year they did the Support Her game and they got 6,000 people at the Siegel Center. It was a fun environment. We hyped that up here. Lots of you went out, which was awesome. Foreshadowed what turned into a pretty big spring for women's sports, you'd have to say, overall. They're going to do that in November this year. So that'll be right out of the gate. Also then, I pull up Twitter yesterday, the Xbox now, Beth O'Boyle telling her team she's pregnant. So, hey, congrats to her. Going to be coaching with the baby this year, which will be a ton of fun to watch. So all that on tap. We're going to slide out, play Chester.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Field spotlight on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Wednesday morning, 10:43. Put it in the books. Another successful edition of the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. If you missed them, what are you doing? But also, just grab the podcast. MP on the mic on your favorite podcast platform. Type that in, like, listen, subscribe. That's number 5 in the books right there, not counting the initial one we did with Dr. Phillips, not to be confused with me, bachelor's degree from a state university Phillips. Very important differences between those two educational levels right there. That was Clover Hill. That was awesome. Maggie Bodman, Ian Watts were both fantastic guests. Thank you to them for making time to do that. We'll go out to Cosby next week. Just slide down the road out there to be sliding around Chesterfield. James River, Meadowbrook, Midlo, Monacan, Carver College Career Academy, all on tap as we spotlight the fall sports across Chesterfield. My guy Zach Joachim just reached out here by text, so he's on the grid for the 11 o'clock appearance. He says, do you want to talk any high school football? Let's do. He's here to talk VCU hoops. We're going to talk VCU hoops with Zach, but mix in a little high school football, steal a little of the Gary Hess thunder. I'm not opposed to that at all. Zach knows his stuff as well, and it's been an exciting year. There's ton of good teams locally, some of them even residing down in Chesterfield. So it's always fun to do that. We get to play Chesterfield Spotlight. We're inaugurating the 11 a.m. Wednesdays with Zach. It's a busy program. Also, it's a Commanders victory week. I don't know if you knew that or not. We've only been mentioning that, all the time, that the Washington Commanders are an actual, legitimately good NFL football team. And by the way, they beat the Cleveland Browns by 21 points. And by the way, Marcus Mariota played basically the entire fourth quarter. And by the way, that wasn't even their biggest win of the last 2 weeks, because they smoked the Arizona Cardinals down in the desert 42-14. Oh, and by the way, the Cardinals beat the San Francisco 49ers last week, so don't tell me they're only playing bad teams, because they are not. They are legitimate. They are the real deal right now, and we'll be counting down all week. It's Wednesday. It's Turn the Page Day. We're going to turn the page. Commanders-Ravens, Sunday, 1 o'clock, right here on The Fan. I'll be up in Baltimore. I'm trying not to get myself too excited now, because we're a long ways away from Sunday at 1 o'clock. But I'm really excited. I don't go to football games this good very often. You better believe I'm going to enjoy every single second of it while we're there. But Hazel, I need you on the mic real quick here, because we need to address some things. Last night, you and Stubb and some other folks, we had a little party for the people who are doing the Richmonder. You've written for the Richmonder, so you're in, which is awesome. Richmonder.org. That's my new website. It's 1 month old today. Happy 1 month birthday to the Richmonder.
Woo!
Yeah. Stubb was our guest bartender.
He was.
Which is fantastic, obviously. You cannot get a better celebrity pull than guest bartender Stubb.
Nope.
Helping out the cause, and we appreciate Stubb doing that. Come to find out, this is great. Stubb's a man of the world. He knows a lot of things. He's very knowledgeable.
He does.
We
trivia guy.
We were serving. It wasn't champagne. What do they call the Prosecco?
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever. You know, mm-hmm. The bubbly thing.
The bubbly thing.
Stubb, to his credit, knows it's got to be cold.
Yeah.
And it was the weirdest weather night. We were outside. It was legitimately hot when the party started.
It was hot.
I was hot. I don't know if my deodorant's going to hold up here. Like, it's very hot. Midpoint of the party, I'm like, I am freezing cold.
It got cold really fast.
We just flipped the switch. It was hot. It's cold now. It was a weird... During the hot portion, I think Stubb was doing his part, and so people were ordering Prosecco.
Yes, they were.
Not order. I mean, we're just giving it, you know, we're giving it away. It's just, you know, a little thing for, you know, thank you to people. He was pouring it on ice.
He was.
Which is funny because I had written down on my show notes here, tell the ice story. That wasn't the ice story.
Oh, no.
There's two ice stories from one night.
The ice comes back.
Of partying. Stubb was pouring the Prosecco on ice, thus ensuring...
keeping everybody cool.
We had the coldest Prosecco in town last
night.
I love it. it's what I love is, it's such a chill crowd. Like, nobody, you know, it wasn't the kind of crowd that was going to make a scene about
that. No, I mean, Stubb had to work out his pour. He poured a little heavy. She said, oh!
Well, with the ice cubes, you can pour heavy. So
exactly.
maybe that's... we also didn't have the flutes or anything. So, you know, there's a... So... We had a catering crew. I've never done anything like this before. I run a business now. I don't know how to do any of these things. We got a catering company, and they were wonderful people. But I'm going to not name check them for a minute because they gave what I considered an outrageous quote to run the bar for, you know, like 50 people, like pouring a couple drinks, like nobody there is going to get sloshed. That's not why you're there.
Yeah.
Just to have a glass of Prosecco. Thank you for coming.
Ice cold Prosecco.
It was multiple thousands of dollars to run the bar.
Whoa.
For the night. Yeah. And so.
Stubb and I did not charge that much.
No. No. Just get. Yeah. Just find some friends, hang out, pour some drinks. You know, it's.
Yeah.
You know, we bought nice Prosecco. It was $11 a bottle. I consider that nice. I don't know. Some people, that's probably low end. But I think for me, that's, you know, that I feel like we treated everybody right.
We had people coming up and saying, I've heard about this Prosecco. I need a glass. Tell me about this Prosecco. It's ice cold.
It's on ice.
It's on ice.
It's on ice.
Prosecco on the rocks.
Give me iced.
Uh-huh.
Give me Prosecco iced. So the catering company is not involved with the bar, which is fine. But, you know, normally they bring the cups, the flutes, the ice, the things. And so we were at Maymont, and their contract was like, you gotta bring anything you need. We're not here for you. Which is fine. It was a beautiful venue. Again.
It was.
Lovely evening. So I don't know how much ice to buy. So I'm standing in Publix. It's 3:00, and I bought 7 bags of ice.
I don't even know how you got them to your car.
In a cart.
Don't they melt all over your car? Did you have a towel down?
I mean, I bought the ice at Publix in Carytown,
okay.
And I drove to Maymont. That's a 3-minute drive.
All right, I'll allow it.
Yeah, there was not a lot of time for melting.
I was shocked with the amount of ice that was in the kitchen.
I don't know how much ice to buy. How much ice do you buy per person to keep Prosecco ice cold? I don't know. So I bought 7 bags. Because the catering crew apparently wants some ice, too, to keep, like, the veggies and things cold.
Okay.
I think we have enough ice for everybody. I bring it into the room. I line it up. The catering lady comes in, and she goes, what's the ice for? I said, we needed ice, so I bought ice. She said, they didn't tell you there's an ice machine right around the corner?
No! No! Oh!
No.
Oh, MP.
There's an ice machine. The problem is, like, so there was a little leftover food, and we were able to send everybody home with some food, which is always a nice gesture.
Very nice,
I've got some in my fridge. You know,
I've
everybody's got
some.
A little. Yeah, it won't go to waste. None of the food will go to waste. The ice has to go to waste.
The ice, on the other hand.
There's simply no ice preservation method that works at that scale. I'm not putting 7 bags of ice in my freezer. I got to take out all the food in there.
Yeah.
There's food in there that's been in there for years that I'm never going to eat, but it needs to be there.
It's not going to be replaced with ice. That's not even food.
And what am I going to do? What am I going to do with 7 bags of ice?
We used 1 bag of ice at the bar.
I don't even think you used the whole bag.
I don't think so, no. And we were icing the Proseccos.
Yes.
That was rough.
It was a lovely evening.
It was a lovely evening. It was a very icy evening.
The catering group was Homemades by Suzanne out of Ashland, which I say because I thought the food was spectacular. There was opinions on the deviled eggs. I thought they were very good. I'm a big deviled eggs fan. Stubb liked them a lot. Not everybody loved deviled eggs. That's all right. It's an acquired taste.
Yeah.
There were chicken fingers, too. Like, there was something for everybody.
Yeah.
The bread pudding, which I took home, that was a big hit at home this morning, as you might have imagined.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. I served that for breakfast. Earned a little cool dad points there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Undoubtedly.
Undoubtedly. College football, we'll dive deeper into this in hour number two. UVA is 4-2. They're two wins away from a bowl game. And they've got, you know, they're all big ones now. But another big one here, because they play a lot of ranked teams. This is a brutal schedule. So they've got, of their remaining seven, they've got four ranked teams and Virginia Tech on the schedule. You don't want it to come down to the Virginia Tech game. You don't want to be sitting at five going into that one. That's a bad situation all around. Louisville, this weekend, Scott Stadium, 3:30. It's not a gotta have it, because you could beat one of these ranked teams. You know, maybe Pitt comes back to earth, maybe SMU comes back to earth, but it's a tough schedule the rest of the way. That said, we didn't think they'd get this far, this close, and here they are. Here's Tony Elliott. He says his team's learning how to win.
But what I think it shows is that the guys in the locker room are buying into what we're trying to build as a program, and they're learning how to win close games. They're learning how to win four-quarter games. And so I believe it just shows that the foundation that we laid in those first 2 years is starting to produce, you know, some results. But we're far from where we want to be. There's still, you know, things that we got to get better at. But you got a locker room and a staff, you know, that believes in each other, and they're willing to go to work every single day because they believe in what we're trying to build, and which is the model program. And we believe that Virginia, at the University of Virginia, man, it should be, the standard should be high in everything that we do.
There's Tony Elliott. He is the coach of the Virginia Cavaliers. They take on Louisville Saturday, 3:30. If they win it, they're at five. It just feels like if they get to five, they're going to get to six. But these are tough games, and there's no gimmies on this schedule, which would make it all the more rewarding if they can get there. If they can get to six, get to a bowl game, I think that would be as big of an achievement as an ACC team makes this year, and I think that would be a good thing for them. Tech's off this week, and they're hosting Boston College Thursday nighter next week, which, of course, will be its own brand of excitement. Memories of a game Hokies fans would rather forget, but also an opportunity to build towards another big game against Clemson. Zach Joachim, Wednesdays with Zach, debuts on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105. All right,
Commanders
victory week on pause for a moment, because it's also basketball season, so I've heard. Was out there Monday at A10 Media Day. Our guy Awad is down at ACC Media Day. Not saying, just saying. A10 Media Day, I drove up 95, was in D.C. for a day. It was lovely. Got to see everybody. Our next guest, got to see him. Got to see the coaches, talk to people. We had great interviews. Got a box lunch, sandwich, bag of chips. Was lovely. Drove home, sat in traffic for a while, got home. Awad is it the three-day ACC Media Spectacular in Charlotte, where they wine and dine him every night uptown in Charlotte there. I'm just saying, when we split them, that may not have been an exact 50-50 split. Our next guest was there with me on Monday, and I'm super excited to announce he is going to be a part of our Wednesday program every week. He is Zach Joachim from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, richmond.com. What's up, dude?
MT on the mic. What's up, my friend? How are you today?
I'm good. It was good to see you on Monday. Of course, it is basketball season. I know you still got high school football duties. We'll get to those in a second. But anything you took away from A10 Media Day and chatting with Max Shulga was there, obviously answering a lot of times, how did you end up back here? Ryan Odom was there, you know, talking about, I think he's got a veteran lineup with some scoring. What were your takeaways from the day?
It seemed like everyone was sizing BCU up a little bit, just in terms of reporters around the A10. I had a lot of people asking me about the team, right? And if I felt like all these bullish projections are appropriate for this group going into this year. And I responded in the affirmative. I think that this backcourt has a ton of experience and now some cohesion with a few guys who've spent a season playing together, and Shulga and Zeb Jackson and Joe Bamisio, all of whom got some preseason all A10 accolades. One of those moments that really stood out to me, maybe this was a little overly optimistic, but did you hear Seth Greenberg when he kind of turned some heads in the room when he said he thinks the A10 has a chance to get five bids into the NCAA tournament this year? maybe that's hyperbolic, but this is a conference that's been there, right? I think 2013-14 was the last time they had that many bids in the Big Dance, and it's been two for many seasons repetitively a while now, and then 1 year in there where VCU was the only bid. But I think there's some cautious optimism going into this year that what seems a pretty defined top five, right, with VCU and Dayton, St. Joe's and St. Louis and Loyola Chicago can really have a chance to make some noise and perhaps get this conference back to where everyone wants it to be. But I struggled with the D.C. traffic, as an aside, getting out of there, by the way. I don't know how people do that consistently. The drive up there in the morning was fine, but oh my goodness, it took me 3.5 hours to get back to Richmond because that stretch getting out of D.C. was rough.
I stared at that IKEA for probably an hour. I just sitting there looking at the IKEA, thinking about life, thinking about my mortality, thinking about how I've spent this precious time on planet Earth in a car staring at an IKEA on Interstate 95. But also, it was fun. It was a good day up in D.C. Yes, Seth Greenberg did say he thinks the A-10 can get five teams. I'd like to remind Seth that the ACC got five teams last year, and the Big East got three teams in the tournament last year. I think it's a game of telephone, right? Like, you correctly identified, there are five teams that when the ball tips in a month think we can make the NCAA tournament and aren't wrong about it and have good rosters. I think the notion that all five of those will somehow hold up, that seems a little far-fetched, of course. Now, what I also heard was a lot of, we got to take care of our business in November and December, something the league didn't do last year. And as you know, Dayton did, and Dayton was in the tournament, you know, solidly in the tournament, despite not being the best A-10 team or maybe even one of the three best A-10 teams last year. I love that VCU's schedule gives the Rams that opportunity to take care of business and be in that pole position.
It does. I think some people were disappointed in the fact that you don't really have any marquee opponents coming into the Siegel Center, right? There's really nobody that you circle on the schedule and you say this is a great chance for VCU to pad the NCAA tournament resume with a win at home, but that's the reality is that nobody wants to come to the Siegel Center. And that's true for, you know, teams at VCU's level like Dayton, like St. Louis this year, like Loyola Chicago at the top of that conference. You can't get Power Fives to make road trips to you. It's really difficult. So you have to get creative with scheduling. And to your point, I think VCU did a good job of that this year. And look, last year, Ryan Odom and co. coming in with their first season, kind of trying to put a schedule together on the fly. They inherited some of it. That was difficult, right, to put together a schedule that would help them build an NCAA tournament resume. And especially with, you know, having no true road games early on in the year and all of the roster questions that they had with Joe Banasil's eligibility, Sean Bairstow's health, they were fighting an uphill battle last year to build an NCAA tournament resume before they got into conference play. They're not fighting that uphill battle this year. It looks promising, right? You've got some opportunities at New Mexico. You're going to play Colorado State in Las Vegas. You know, you've got the Boston College in Annapolis. I'm really excited for that one at the Veterans Classic and just the experience that the program gets to have. You know, I think you get a tour of the Naval Academy. Ryan Odom talked a good deal about just how beneficial he thinks that is for the kids to have that experience outside of competition. And then you've got some great opponents down in Charleston for the Charleston Classic. So as long as they can take care of business at the Siegel Center, not, you know, step on any of those landmines with opponents that they should beat coming into the Stew, and they can get a few wins, you know, in that group that we just talked about with the non-conference opportunities on the road and at neutral sites, then going into A-10 play, they're going to have a real chance to build a resume that the NCAA Tournament Committee is really going to look hard at. You mentioned Shulga, and obviously he was the guy there as the representative for VCU on Monday. He was laughing and smiling a lot, and that stood out to me. Just his body language, I think that he's really confident going into this year because it was kind of a revelation at the end of last year that he was not healthy all season. And there were moments last year where we knew that was the case. He took a hard screen in the game at Fordham. I think that definitely set him back a little bit. I think that was in February last year. But he was dealing with a sports hernia that went back to Greece, which was their summer trip last year. And so this is a guy that earned all conference honors last year, and he was not healthy at any point, you know, 100% healthy at any point in the season. And he told me on Monday he's 100% healthy going into this year. And so I think given what he did last year, that's a scary proposition for opponents, right? That you never really had a fully healthy Max Scholga. And now this year, he's not going to have to carry nearly as much of the load that he did, especially early on last season with no Sean Bairstow. Zeb Jackson and Joe Bamisile and Philip Russell are experienced guards that are ready to help him and share the load in that backcourt. So he can be the primary scorer that you need him to be for this group. And I think that he's certainly, I'd say, front runner, one of the front runners, along with Eric Reynolds for A-10 Player of the Year this year. I expect a special season out of him. And he seemed happy and confident going into the year, which is what I'm sure BCU fans want to see.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping on Rabi Avila either. I think he's going to be he's going to be a lot of fun. There's some names, Max is one of them. There's some names that are going to carry this conference. I, an unathletic person who does not play sports, asked Max what a sports hernia is, and he was kind of explaining it to me. He's like, it's an ab surgery, and he's like kind of fishing around in his abs, showing me. And it was just a very stark reminder that he is a world-class athlete, and I am a guy sitting on my couch eating chips watching the basketball game. But it didn't sound pleasant, whatever it was. It did not sound pleasant.
It's like a muscle that like breaks through some of the connective tissue, I think, or something like that. I'm not a medical expert here either, and I've never had one, but they sound painful. And it sounds like something that you can play through, but that is going to hinder you, especially conditioning-wise. I think you're going to start feeling that later in games, and that's something that, you know, Max did a workout with the Spurs in the offseason, and we asked him, what's the feedback you got from NBA scouts about what you need to work on going into your final season of college basketball? And he said conditioning and consistency. He said the workout with the Spurs kicked his butt a good deal, and it was difficult. And so I think you're going to see a Max Scholga who's more all in on the defensive end. Not that that was, you know, a commitment issue last year. I think it was a health issue and a conditioning issue, which was hindered by the sports hernia. And so I think you're going to be able to see him play a full game and be there as that primary scorer at the end of games that BCU needs him to be in clutch moments.
I say bring it on. It's going to be a fun season, and we're about 1 month away from tip-off night before election night there in November. Zach will be covering it for Richmond.com, of course, the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And we won't get as many trips to the stew together, but as you mentioned, some really great non-conference games and some great neutral site games that I think are going to give this team a real opportunity. Now, you also cover high school football for the Times-Dispatch, and I'm excited about this week's schedule. We got Glen Allen, Verina. I think Verina's got a chance to prove itself, but Glen Allen's been very good this year. And then you got Thomasdale bouncing off the Dinwiddie loss, going out to Metoica. I think you got a couple of really fun games on the slate this week.
You absolutely do. I also have eyes on Douglas Freeman at Hermitage and Manchester at Huguenot. Two really fun games. I think I'm working on our picks and previews right now. To hit on that Glen Allen Verina game, that's obviously the headliner for the week, right? Number 4 Glen Allen, number 6 Verina. Jaguars are 5-0 for the first time in their history. How about Malik Sexton? He deserves all of the flowers early on in this season. First year coach, taking over for Perry Jones, former UVA player who did a great job at Glen Allen in a few years. He's now the running backs coach at William and Mary. And Malik Sexton has just done wonders.
You 757 guys stick together. That's the 757 crew riding up here.
He's done some great stuff there, man. A really experienced veteran defense that he's worked with for a long time. Going back to when they were in ninth grade, he was the defensive coordinator before taking over as head coach. So it's just a group there that's really familiar with his schemes. If you don't know the name, Dallas Chavis. We were talking the other day about if the season ended right now, who are the front runners for All Metro Player of the Year? And Dallas Chavis is absolutely in that conversation. Running back for Glen Allen, who's been leading that offense. Nana Utsi is their senior quarterback. Those two have a lot of experience. And Glen Allen, I think, has really yet to be pushed and tested this year, but Verina is going to push them. Jayshawn Richardson, who's a lineman for the Blue Devils, is one of my favorite players in the area. And then sophomore quarterback Caleb Weish. Came on for Verina a little bit at the end of last year. This is his first year really starting full-time under center, dynamic athlete. If you know that family, KJ Weish was an All-Metro player for the Verina basketball team in the last couple years. He's now at Virginia Union, so some incredible athletes in that family. That game's going to be really fun. And then, as you said, Metoica and Thomasdale. Excited to see the Warriors, who are our top-ranked team, I think kind of unanimously the top-ranked team, around the area right now, get tested with a game at a Dale program that's always tough, even though they lost to Dinwiddie last week. It came down to it, right? 21-14 final. I think Thomas Dale had the ball at the Dinwiddie 20 with about a minute 44 to go in that game. So they were knocking on the door right at the end of it. And then Manchester Huguenot, too. Huguenot is, I think, kind of the Colorado of this area. They've been a lot of fun to cover in the last couple of years. Second-year coach Charles Scott has done some amazing things over there. And that's just kind of the changing of the guard game, right? I mean, Manchester has kind of been the power in the Dominion District for so long. I think that's still a really strong team with first-year coach Jason Harrell after longtime coach Tom Hall left for Prince George. But I think that's the game where Huguenot can really say, hey, this is our district now. And the Dominion District goes through here. And I think they've got a real chance to make a run at a region title. A really exciting offense that's going to stretch the field. They're playing two quarterbacks right now with Linwood Johnson and Charles Scott Jr. And know the name Ivion Lewis. I think he set a school record for receiving yards in a game with 283. Last week, they put up some amazing offensive numbers against James River. He's class of 2027. I think one of the top recruits in the state in the sophomore class. Really exciting player to watch. High-powered Huguenot offense. And I got my eyes there to see if they can kind of put a stamp on, hey, this is the Dominion District. We're the class of it right now. And it's a bit of a changing of the guard there. So some really great high school football action this week.
I know you're not surprised at Huguenot's success, and certainly a great story there as they lift that program. Zach Joachim, read him in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. You know where to find it, richmond.com. Always a thrill to have you on the show. Look forward to seeing you around and, of course, catching up with you next week.
Likewise, my friend Michael. Thank you so much for having me on.
You bet. Good stuff. And we got to step aside. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've won FM. Empty on the mic. We're taking you to 12 o'clock high noon. That's when AWOD Radio takes over live from Charlotte. He's at ACC tip-off this week. Crossover day today. He'll have both women's basketball guests and men's basketball guests. Then tomorrow is all about the men, just as yesterday was all about the women. Some good conversation on his show. And interesting times at both the state schools, really, because Virginia Tech, which had it obviously its greatest run ever in women's basketball, the Final Four, and then last season, Liz Kitley, all of that, hosting NCAA tournament appearances, they lose everybody. Kenny Brooks is gone. A lot of those players leave. That's not a reload, rebuild, refresh, restock situation where it just happens automatically, because there's no history there, right? If Geno leaves UConn at this point, they're going to find somebody. UConn's going to be all right. They're going to find a coach. They're going to rebuild. They're going to reload. Dawn Staley leaves South Carolina. You're probably established enough. You can weather that loss. So there's only one Dawn Staley. You know I'll always ride with her wherever she ends up. Tech, though, that's not on the map in the same way, and so it's a big moment for the Hokies to try to sustain that success in a sport that's getting more competitive, more money coming in, more NIL coming in by the day, and we'll see how they do. UVA, it's the opposite. UVA has been to the mountaintop with Debbie Ryan, and then climbed back down from the mountaintop gradually over the last decade. They are trying to get back there with Coach Mox, and they've recruited well. They've put together good teams. They've had injury situations over the last couple of years, looking to put together one of those seasons where they can break through in a tough conference to break through in. ACC women's basketball is really good top to bottom. It's funny to say that and then say ACC men's basketball, media day on tap, there's only two good teams for sure and a lot of others. Now, I don't believe there's only two good teams, but there's two bona fide good teams. You know who they are. They're Duke and Carolina. Beyond that, I think Wake's good. I think UVA's good. I think there's a lot of teams that are going to be in the mix. I've heard out of Charlottesville, and we'll see what happens. I've heard that Tony Bennett has tweaked the offense and is changing the offense this offseason. I'm intrigued by that. I hope we get some clarity on that in the next couple days, because that's certainly that's a game changer if he could get that offense rolling while protecting everything that makes the defense special in a climate it just doesn't suit him at all. Let's just call it what it is. He's not an NIL portal guy. Tony Bennett doesn't like the portal. Tony Bennett likes coaching guys for 4 years and ideally five, which is not a thing you get to do anymore in college sports. There's a lot of adjusting going on there on a lot of levels. I'll bet on Tony Bennett. He's a smart dude. He wins a lot of regular season games. I think he'll get it figured out. I think he almost always has his teams playing above their capacity. But it's an interesting time in Charlottesville and the ACC. All that coming up at noon. Little NFL news just happened 6 minutes ago. Jerron Mayo, he is the coach of the New England Patriots, says Drake May is taking over as the New England Patriots' starting quarterback. Of course, May replacing Jacoby Brissett, former Commanders backup, who started the season there. And he was honest about that a lot of that was not Drake May isn't ready, but a lot of that was, we got a really bad offensive line, and I'd rather not my young kid get killed. And so we're going to send the other guy out there to get destroyed instead. And having watched a little bit of Patriots football, I don't think Jacoby Brissett's the problem here. But I also know that in a 1-4 season with very few bright spots, that opening game win over Cincy, where the Bengals decided they didn't have an offense for some reason, they've changed their mind since. That's the one, and then you roll off four straight losses. The last one, though, the Patriots and Dolphins. The Dolphins in a tailspin as well. 15-10, your final there. The Patriots had the ball in the red zone inside the two-minute warning, couldn't convert. You got to do something at some point. And the schedule's favorable over the next few. They've got Houston this week. They'll lose that game. But then they got Jacksonville, the Jets, the Titans, the Bears. Those are winnable games. And so you want to get your kid in, get him comfortable. And everybody's clamoring to see the future. Everybody wants to see the future, especially with Caleb Williams having the success he's had, especially with, obviously, you look across the board. I was going to say Bo Nix having the success he's had. I think he's had moments. I think that's what New England wants. I think they'd settle for moments at this point. Also, there's that kid, Jaden Daniels. He's pretty good. It's Commanders victory week. Jaden Daniels, look, I saw the stat yesterday. last rookie to win the MVP award, Jim Brown in 1957. That's the company we're keeping here. If they voted for MVP today, I don't know that he'd win it, but I know that he'd get votes. I don't know that he is the MVP right now through 5 weeks, but I know he's in the discussion. I know he's getting votes. And I think that speaks to, right, 1957. That speaks to the historical level of play we're seeing here. And why everybody's so fired up for Sunday's game as well. Hazel, you called something to my attention today. I'll tie all this in. They blew up the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas.
They did.
You showed me the video. Remember when they blew up the Georgia Dome and the bus pulled in front of the camera right before it imploded? This was the producer version of that. They cut the shot. There are two towers at the Tropicana.
Yeah.
They cut the shot to Tower 2, right as Tower 1.
Inexplicable.
Yeah.
What were they doing?
You only got to see one of the two. Go.
I wanted to see two.
That building one, the one right there on the strip, is where I stayed when the Capitals won the Stanley Cup. So that's a special place.
Little
memory.
A little MP history here.
A little memory going down with it this morning.
That's why they switched to building one. Just for you.
There's two. There's one right there on the strip, which is the one you want. You walk out of your room, walk anywhere. And then there's one way back that you don't want because the Tropicana was not a luxury destination. I want to say I paid $19 for the room the night the Caps won the Cup. There were a number of mitigating factors there. One of them being it was legitimately 110 degrees. In Vegas that day.
Woo!
Yeah, nobody was there.
Lots of Zambonis.
And they played hockey that night. And it was a fun game. So that was why. But it's right there by the MGM, by the stadium, everything you want. You know, the MGM's like $200 a night. Nobody's staying there. Nobody got that kind of money. Apparently some people do.
Empty all the time, I hear.
Yeah, so you hang out. The Tropicana then rebranded as a DoubleTree. They gave you the little cookie when you checked in. All that, yeah. What I remember about the Tropicana is they had the breakfast buffet, which was like just a dude like slinging eggs and bacon, and you know, $18. It's Vegas.
Yeah,
you're getting ripped off everywhere you go. $18 for the breakfast buffet. The waiter comes around and goes, "Just so you know," I think I initiated. I said, "Why are all these people here?" He goes, "Oh, because we do dollar mimosas."
Oh.
All right, so you make your 18 back on the back end.
Yeah.
With the mimosas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I follow now. Everything there.
It didn't work as a business plan, though, because I just saw it explode.
It's allegedly going to be a baseball stadium.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Baseball park.
The A's don't have their act together and are committed 3 years in Sacramento. Mm. So baseball's got a lot of issues right now. A lot of fun, too. Mets-Phillies today will be a lot of fun, among other games. And you know that Padres-Dodgers series is hot. But the big thing is the local TV model is imploding, like the Tropicana. Baseball teams make their money by selling their TV rights. TV companies make their money by selling cable subscriptions. People don't have cable anymore. That's the obstacle. When you have cable, you pay for baseball, whether you watch it or not. If you don't have cable, you don't have to pay for baseball unless you want to watch it. And so that business model is imploding. Major League Baseball is taking over three teams' local TV rights, the Guardians, the Brewers, and the Twins. They're going to start bringing these under their umbrella. I think nationally, they want to package them all up NFL style, maybe bring these teams a little closer to parity in the post-cable world. You've also got this. FanDuel, the betting company, is trying to buy some of these local TV rights as well from Bally Sports and run them under the FanDuel brand. So you have an online casino, essentially, broadcasting Major League Baseball games as the team's official partner. We've come a long way from Pete Rose. It's a different world we live in now. It's a world with crosstalk, though, thankfully. We'll do that on the other side. AWOD's live in Charlotte. We'll check in with him. We'll put a bow on the Wednesday edition. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Excellent program today. We'll be back tomorrow with more, but AWOD Radio's up next. Couple things we neglected to mention. Liberty football won last night, stayed undefeated. Overtime win, a little Tuesday night Conference USA action, part of 55 consecutive days of televised football. They're playing on Tuesdays and Wednesdays now. And I think we got a hat tip Indiana football because I was skeptical when Cignetti left JMU. Is okay, is this a money grab? Like, he's not young. You know, maybe he's cashing a check before he gets out. He's got the Hoosiers at 6-0. They're not going to win the Big Ten or anything. But Indiana, I'm guessing they haven't been 6-0 in a hot minute. So shout out to former JMU coach Kurt Cignetti, current JMU coach Bob Chesney, coaching the Dukes up against Coastal Carolina tomorrow. We'll get you ready for that one tomorrow. Should be a really fun atmosphere out there in Harrisonburg. Unfortunately, Duke's coming off a loss, trap game loss at Louisiana Monroe last week. Things didn't go great for them in the fourth quarter, but hope springs eternal. Big opportunity for them tomorrow night at home. Right now, though, we slide down 85 to the Queen City. It's our guy, AWOD Radio, live from Charlotte. What's up, Adam?
What's up, Michael? How are you?
Good. Give me the rundown. Give me the vibe. What's going on at ACC tip-off?
Yep, so we've got Virginia Tech women here. We'll be joined by a few of the players on the show today. And also in the afternoon, it will be the men's basketball here at the ACC tip-off in Charlotte, North Carolina. And look, I told you yesterday, I love this trip for football and for basketball. But for basketball, there's just a little bit more juice here because it does feel like this is the conference of champions. This is the pathway to the pros for basketball.
Five teams in the tournament last year. You've got two in for sure this year, Duke and UNC, but I think there's a lot of contenders nipping at their heels. I'd be excited to hear your interviews over the next couple of days and your thoughts as you get ready for basketball season, because I think it's going to be an exciting, wide-open league beyond those two.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you kind of just stole my thunder here. My big story today is that there are just two teams in the top 25, and it's the Blue Bloods, Duke and UNC. But what about UVA? Right? What about Wake Forest and Boston College and Syracuse? And when will Louisville get good? Right? I mean, every year somebody pops in the ACC. I mean, Miami and Jim Larrañaga with their run 2 years ago. What about NC State, right? They made a big run last year. Obviously, they lose some pieces, but you know there's going to be a team outside of Duke and UNC that makes a big run.
I loved the NC State story. DJ Burns. They became America's team for a minute there.
That was America's vending machine.
America's top vending machine related story. That's why we love basketball. It's why we love March. You never know where it's coming from, but you know somebody's going to steal that spotlight, and it'll be a ton of fun. But you know, we continue Washington Commanders victory week here once again. It wasn't the thrashing they gave the Cardinals. It was merely a 20-point win over the Cleveland Browns last week. As you look forward now, it's a turn the page Wednesday. As you look forward to this Ravens game, where's your mindset as a fan? What are your expectations? Do you need a win? Can you settle for a strong showing against Lamar? Where you calibrate your expectations for me?
I like what you said yesterday. This is a Commanders team that's playing with house money. Right, we had a great time in Vegas. We know about house money. The house always wins. But in this situation here, I think you're right. We're playing with house money. I think the fan base is going to be okay with a loss as long as we show up and don't get blown out by 20 points here. But, Michael, this just in here, the Washington Commanders, the 2024 Commanders, have not lost a game in a month now. Right, you go back to September 8th, the loss against the Buccaneers. It's been exactly a month of undefeated football.
It's been so fun. After the Giants game, it felt like we got the most out of that win because it was like, hey, it's a win, and you got to celebrate him because it was the first one of the year. It had been a long time. Like, there were signs of promise from Jaden. So I felt like we were appropriately happy after that win. And then starting with the next one, the Bengals win on Monday Night Football. They've just gotten better and better and better, and it's weird to see the national media all of a sudden jumping on this bandwagon. It's been literal decades since they've done that.
Yeah, and you know, Luke McCaffrey made a great point last week. He went on with Chris Russell, and he talked about how, and we talked about it as well, Michael, right? Ownership stepped in and said, no, we're going to fly from Cincinnati to Arizona, right? And that entire week, they hung out, developed some team chemistry, and Luke McCaffrey made a great point when he said, we didn't go anywhere for training camp. We didn't have any, you know, long road trip here for preseason, really, except for, you know, going down there for some joint practices. But they really developed as a team that week in Arizona and then put it on the field against the Cardinals there. And I think that was a turning point. I really do. I think that was the team coming together. You saw how much better the defense played in the last 2 weeks, and the offense has been humming.
Defense took a big step forward last week, which you love to see. And yeah, they put him in a hotel for training camp, but it was down the road, and that doesn't really count, obviously. They were still very much in their facility. But not just that, but to be on the road after one of the biggest wins in recent history, knocking off Joe Burrow in Cincinnati on national TV. Now the Bengals are 1-4. You know, you rethink everything for that team as well. As you look across the NFC East, though, right now, are you more scared of the Cowboys or the Eagles? I've got different reasons for each. To me, you're more scared of the Cowboys because they're putting it together. You're more scared of the Eagles because the talent's there, but you don't know if they'll put it together.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I'm always scared of the Dallas Cowboys. It's just I just hate the star. I hate it so much. And so, you know, they burned us in the past. They've broken my heart over and over again. I always get a little extra worried anytime the Cowboys come to town here. But, you know, Michael, here's what I will say is, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, I love that you do not face Dallas or Philadelphia until November 14th. Right, and so you've got plenty of time to string together even more wins before you even face more divisional opponents outside of the New York Giants. And so you could be looking at a team that has 7 wins by the time you face off against the Eagles, maybe 8 wins by the time you face off against the Dallas Cowboys. And so I said it yesterday, I love the late bye week. Let's just keep stringing together good games.
It's a ton of fun right now, and it makes for good radio, makes for quick shows while we dance our way through these hours. You got 3 hours coming up. Baywatt Radio, what's on tap?
Absolutely. Wednesdays, we go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback with QB IQ. We'll go through the best games of the week. And, Michael, here, let me ask you a question, right? So every week we give out our 3-star, 2-star, 1-star games of the week. Are the Commanders a 3-star game every week as they're playing this well?
Well, it depends on the opponent. Obviously, from a Commanders fan perspective, it's 3 stars. From a national, like, let's name the best games perspective, it depends on the opponent. This is the best game of the week on the NFL schedule.
Yeah.
Full stop, period.
And it's at 1 o'clock.
It's at 1 o'clock. You've got Bengals-Giants in primetime. I'm just not sure how that happened. We'll all sleep well Sunday night. Won't have to stay up late. I do like Lions-Cowboys a lot in the 425 window. I think that one's going to be a ton of fun and a great game. But just, we love offense. Fans love offense. That game has offense. It's got superstars. It's got storylines. It's got regional rivalry, whatever you want to call it. I think tomorrow's game's good, too, Niners-Seahawks. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm taking the Hawks, baby.
There you go. AWOD Radio coming up next. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.